book to him and say, here, it doesn't work that way. It's a little bit more complicated. So you have to participate. And you say, if baby doesn't suck, we'll die. So the information are a little bit advanced here. You have to suck, you have to participate. If not, you will die. Book three starts with this. We'll say, oh, milk is over. Now you have to try hard to chew. That's how he sees each book. Look at it. First page, he knows. Here he knows about that, have replaced with that, because milk, more than that, is the essence of the mother. Mother will make an essence to present to baby. So milk is the essence. Here he will say the essence of the knowledge shouldn't go to this guy, should go to the other guy, because that's how it is directed. So he plays even more than that. Yes.
How long form? After all, form worshiper, has thy reality lacking soul not escaped from form?
Believe me that this is not translation. Even in my Persian class, in this paragraph, I have problems to explain it all. Because here, suddenly, he left the rabbit and all that stuff. He became the prophet and he is proving his point as if the rabbit is telling it. But listen what he is talking about. First he said, listen, this is coming from God. This is inspiration, right? Then he proved the inspiration like this, that listen, by inspiration I don't mean the real trick. There isn't a real one trick. There is a lot of tricks. And everyone could learn a lot of tricks. Look at the bee. Bee knows a lot of tricks which has nothing to do with the power. And it will produce the sweetest stuff. So what? Then, wait a minute. You know this knowledgeable fellow, the Satan, is the most famous one. Knowledgeable one, for 100,000 years he is the right hand of God. And Adam made him fall. How? By listening. He listened to God and learned from God. You know what Adam learned from God? Amen. What did Adam learn from God?
According to the Quran.
No, there is one more.
The names.
Names, Asma. You know why? What is name? Name is the beginning of abstraction in mind. Before that, everything is this or that pointed at, right? Then suddenly I would say chair. And you got it, what I said, right? What did you get? What kind of chair was that? Was it a comfortable one or uncomfortable one? Because you could be seated on a chair to answer to some questions, right? What was it made of? What was the color of it? You see, there is no information there, but all the informations are there. This is the trickery of abstraction. And this is what Adam will learn and God will say, I taught him this. Because all the animals, they know the chair when they look at it. We know the chair when the name is called. And we name everything. And with names, we talk, we communicate, we think. And all this is the gift of God. You know that the speech is the main difference and it makes the biggest difference for us. Is it? Look at this speech. He learned it from there. Then that Satan dropped down. You know why? Why Adam was listening to God? Because he didn't have any knowledge in here. They had only one bite of the apple to realize that they are naked. Means the first bite of the apple will teach you non-existence. Nakedness is non-existence of the rest. It's not something to understand. It was not something there to observe. A naked fellow. will know about the nakedness. How? By looking. We were looking before. There is something else. You will understand that, oh, we could be covered. We could hide something. We could go to another universe. Like that it started. How? I said, the essence is not in here. The essence is in the heart. There is some essence in the heart which is just like a droplet. This essence doesn't exist anywhere else, nowhere else. Because of that, Adam is different. Then he comes to these verses. First, Surat. Surat means face. Surat means facial. Surat means facade. Surat means the looking, and a lot. But Surat is more than this. Because go to Tasawwur. Then imagination is there in Surat. And all that. But for the Rumi's time, when we call you Surat Parast, means you are superficial. This is Surat Parast. The fellow who loves the facial value. Now we call it superficial. He works with this because you're meaningless. John is meaningless, is it? You know what is John? Life. Life is meaningless, is it? To you. Life is not meaningless to you because you're not in love. When you're in love, life is meaningless to you. You just throw it. If the beloved asks, you see, that's how everything will change. We say, your life is meaningless because it is not out of that superficiality yet. That superficial life, that animal view of this universe is meaningless. It's there, it's good, but there is no meaning. Is there any meaning in the animal life? You tell me. Be an animal lover, be the member of the... No matter what extreme, what is the meaning of life? There is no meaning in life. Except there is a meaning in life of Leonardo da Vinci. There is a deep meaning in life of Nelson Mandela. The meaning doesn't belong to the animal and life. The meaning is where? The way they see the things. Mandela sees the universe, a lovely universe, that you could do the goods without doing the bad things, without being rough, without being thirsty about the revenge. You could change everything because love will do it, and he believed in it, right? You see, this has nothing to do with the animal existence. He said, since your life is not saved from looking at the facial value of the things, so your life is meaningless until you will change. You will be free of the facial value. It's like teaching someone who gets rid of this falling for the cover picture of a magazine. Think about the meaning in that publishing.